It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this very last Sunday in February. And it's also George Washington's birthday. Well, I know everyone is looking forward to spring. This has really been a terrible winter. Even here in Florida, we've had many cold days, but we don't complain, because other states have it so much worse. But we still keep on going. Last week, my friend Nancy McDonald and I took a Surrey ride on the Legacy Trail. The Surrey is large enough for 6 people to ride, but the front seats and the back seats have pedals. So if you sit in those places, you will be expected to pedal. We were lucky we had seats on the no pedal part. My son sent me some information on Surreys. They were originally developed over 40 years ago. Well, the Venice Surrey was a donation from the Friends of the Legacy Trail to Sarasota County to promote the Legacy Trail. Now, when it is completed, and then it will go to Sarasota, it will be a 30-mile trail. Well, it was a lovely day when we went on the trolley and we saw many birds, trees, and many hikers, bikers, and walkers. It was a fun thing to do and we enjoyed every moment of it. Well, several weeks ago, Venice acquired a Guinness Book record. It was the Chalk Fest, and this is where they have unbelievable drawings on the sidewalk. And these unbelievable drawings were about 45 by 475 feet that involved the work of 150 people, including amateur artists. The shark and squid 3D pavement paintings are the world's largest and a new Guinness World Record. It took more than 2 months to receive word from Guinness, but this is the first time the record has been held in the United States. Venice, Florida is now the chalk of the town. Well, that's what it says on their website. The 22,747 square painting is 5,800 square feet larger than the previous record held by the German artist Gregory Wilsick. Well, Gregory also participated in the Venice painting along with other previous record holders. But since the festival has concluded, the painting has been locked away from the public behind the airport's gated fence line. It will be decided later who will be in charge of these fabulous sidewalk paintings. Time now for a word from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself, and here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat, and the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Did you know that the O'Neill Center offers transportation to anyone age 60 and above living in Washington County? Now, this is Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Appointments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Reservations are needed, and the number to call is 740-373-3914, and that's the O'Neill Center for free transportation. Well, did you hear what Betty White said about Facebook? She said, "People have told me that Facebook is a great way to get in touch with old friends." Well, she said, "At my age, if I want to get in touch with old friends, I need a Ouija board." Well, I'd like to tell you about Herbert Boots Booker, who is 81 years old and he is still doing haircuts. Well, Herbert Boots Hooker has been cutting hair in Ocala, Florida for 54 years and shows little sign of stopping. "I may slow up a bit, but I can't quit," he said. "I've seen haircuts go from 75 cents to $2 and now $10. Well, Hooker, perhaps Ocala's longest-serving local barber, turned 81 on December the 15th. He has trimmed back his hours, but continues to cut hair with strong, steady hands and a willingness to lend an ear. At the shop, you'll see the old Royal Crown drink cooler, antique radio, straight razor display, and even Joe, the mannequin, who is wearing a sombrero and sitting in the shoeshine chair, which has been out of use for some time. When you combine all this to give the six-chair operation an old-school appearance. The shop has been in the 6th Dunn Plaza between Ocala and Silver Spring since 1988. The nickname Boots came from a childhood desire by the future barber to tromp around his home in his dad's oversized boots. Well, the world's oldest working model is Carmen Dellerfice, and she is 83. Well, you can forget about age before beauty. This 83-year-old model has both. She is the latest cover girl, or should we say woman, for the new You magazine. She is stunning on the cover, wearing a black tuxedo jacket, opera gloves, and a flash of pearls around her neck. I've had more magazine covers in the last 25 years than I have had in my whole career, she said. Still, she is billed as the world's oldest working model, and she has her fair share of roadblocks. Today, I'm in a territory that business considers unmarkable, age and white hair. Slowly, however, I started to own that territory, little by little, because I stood up for my age. And even though she's been in the fashion industry for more than 70 years, she admits that she doesn't count her calories. I could have gotten into trouble with food in my lifetime because I love to eat, she said, but I'm given a free pass because of my metabolism. Carmen is the latest 83-year-old to be tapped for her modeling ability. And so there you have it. Older seniors, still active in this year of 2015. And congratulations to both of them. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is the ASPC, who also helps shelters around the country with grants to expand and improve their adoption programs. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on Podcasts and Senior News, and you've got it. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.